This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A major data breach for Chipotle, that company just can't catch a break. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. More bad news for Chipotle Mexican Grill. The company says hackers stole customer payment data from most of its more than 2,200 restaurants earlier this year. Andy Gilman has advised lots of companies dealing with crises, though not Chipotle. He's president and CEO of Comcor Consulting Group.
Since they are just recovering from their food poisoning challenges, this could have a major impact on their customer loyalty.
Sales had just started to come back following those food safety problems. Now this. Gilman says Chipotle seems to have downplayed this a bit by releasing the information before a holiday weekend.
The company put out a press release saying, well, it didn't seem to be too much. It was only names and credit card information. Well, that's a lot.
David Jones is with the software company Erdato. He says that if you went to Chipotle between March 24th and April 18th and used a card, then check your accounts and do it pretty soon.
The key is time. Really look at the statements and evaluate expenses and make sure there's nothing suspicious on there.
The type of data the hackers stole could potentially be used to siphon money from debit card accounts or for online purchases at less secure retailers. We've got more on the security breach at marketplace.org. Click mentioned on air. And maybe you thought it was only little kids who count half ages, 5 1/2, 10 3/4. Well, not so. 70 1/2 is when mandatory withdrawals from 401ks and other tax-deferred retirement accounts kick in. The oldest members of the baby boom generation are hitting that age this year. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on what that means for the financial services industry.
The baby boom generation holds about $10 trillion in tax-deferred retirement and savings accounts. As that money gets paid out, it's not being replaced at the same rate.
We do see a negative net flow. There's more money going out to the older people than there is coming in from the younger people.
Alicia Manel is the director of the Center for Retirement Research. While investment companies may make less in fees, the bigger shock may come for the 401k account holders.
I think many individuals are just going to be totally surprised that they have to pay taxes on their pile. They thought that it was entirely theirs, and now they're going to find out that only 3/4 or 2/3 of it is theirs.
The mandatory withdrawals only amount to a small percent per year, and you don't have to spend the money you take out. Olivia Mitchell is the director of the Pension Research Council at the University of Pennsylvania.
You can put it in a bank account, you can put it in a brokerage account, or you could buy an annuity.
In place of 401ks, Mitchell says investment managers could convince clients to simply reinvest their withdrawals in other products. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you.
Want a Big Mac? There's now an app for that. McDonald's is rolling out a mobile ordering app, and Burger King is in a testing phase. McDonald's is also experimenting with deliveries, both to your car and to your home. Marketplace's Allison Keys has more.
At a McDonald's in Washington, D.C.'s bustling Chinatown neighborhood, customers pricked up their ears at the news that the burger chain will bring mobile order and pay to 14,000 U.S. locations.
I think it's a good idea, and it's going to be a good idea for other restaurants to do the same.
Angie Cherry, dashing out of the restaurant, balancing a coffee and holding her daughter's hand, already uses mobile pay apps such as Uber Eats and Postmates, and says she'd be down to try the Burger Joint's version.
I don't do McDonald's often, But I think I would, depending on, like, how in a hurry I am.
CJ Salt, visiting from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is already sold.
I'm always in a time crunch, so whatever makes it easier.
For Salt, that means speed. When Starbucks started its mobile order and pay 2 years ago, even the company admits it caused a bottleneck as those trying to skip the line for their morning latte ran into in-store customers buying their coffee the traditional way. The coffee giant had to rearrange things to accommodate the mobile customers. But McDonald's chief digital officer, Farhan Siddiqui, says speed is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is really about convenience.
To make sure to avoid Starbucks growing pains, Siddiqui says McDonald's will change signage, crew training, how food is delivered, and even how it's assembled.
We believe that, okay, we have a lot of efficiency in that space that will be able to handle this capacity.
That means customers will be able to engage digitally with McDonald's the way they do with their banks and entertainment. Fancy geofencing technology means customers won't have to pre-select a location because the app will send an alert when a hungry consumer gets near enough to any of the chain's restaurants.
And based on them checking in and giving them the choice of whether they want to go inside or to the drive-thru, we then place the order and then make it fresh for them so the food is also fresh when they pick it up.
For me, this is something McDonald's really just needs to start doing.
Stephen Dutton, a food service analyst for Euromonitor, says McDonald's is behind many quick service providers. The burger chain said last month it has lost more than 500 million customer visits to competitors since 2012. Dutton says digital offerings are helping chains like Starbucks and Domino's grow fast in the U.S. and internationally because consumers want that convenience.
An effective digital platform keeps consumers engaged as well with the brand.
McDonald's thinks the mobile order and pay will help both drooling customers and the chain's bottom line. In Washington, I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.
And a massive computer failure hit British Airways over the weekend, forcing the airline to cancel or delay hundreds of flights. Thousands of people were stranded on what is a holiday weekend for the Brits as well. I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.